An Aurora-based trades education program is aiming to expand after receiving a funding injection from the federal government. Blue Doors Construct Program, an 8-week pre-apprenticeship trades course, received about $1.1 million from the federal government as part of a larger $14.3 million funding announcement through the Future Skills Center, announced at Construct's office on Earl Stewart Drive on Monday, March 3. Emma Wood, Director of Employment and Expansion, said the money would be used to expand its programming into two new communities, with plans still being finalized. Michael Braithwaite, CEO of Blue Door, a transitional housing organization, said the motivation behind the program is to help people break out of a cycle of poverty, with the Construct program providing a variety of supports to help people get started in the trades. "We wanted to stop just reacting to homeless, and we know that if we don't actually take a look at homeless with a prevention lens, we never really can end it," he said. So far, 600 people have completed the program, with more than 80% going on to careers in the trades, added Braithwaite. The program has also partnered with Humber and Durham colleges to expand its programs into Durham and Peel regions. "We have youth coming through, we have newcomers, we have women fleeing violence. We have seniors that have come through. They had to change course later in life, and Construct helps break that cycle of poverty." Alex Lopresti, 21, said he had learned a lot during the first 5 weeks of the 8-week program, with carpentry being a particular area of interest for him. He joined the program after being referred by a friend who was seeking an opportunity to enter the trades. "It's good to be part of a group, we kind of feel like a team," he said. "I wasn't that gung-ho about school, academic-wise, so I'm more like hands-on." Federal Employment Minister Stephen McKinnon was in Aurora to announce the funding and said programs like Construct are an important part of addressing the shortage of skilled workers in Canada. McKinnon pointed to the number of tradespeople set to retire in the coming years, combined with the threat of U.S. tariffs as giving added impetus to tackle the shortage. "We have a skilled trade shortage crisis. That's a problem for our economy, for our prosperity, for our ability to build the kinds of things that we need," he said. "And with our neighbors to the south threatening new economic tariffs at us, it's a more than a problem. It's something that calls us all to act." More information about the Construct program can be found online.